Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. Requested Princess X is now being served. Alright, so it's been a rough day. Give me a, you know, I had to take a few basically, guys. It's been a hell of a day. I almost quit my job. But let's continue. That's what these two are trying to tell me. And it's certainly true. If I don't marry Nausea, the Empire will destroy the world. But if I do marry Nausea, the catalog will destroy the world instead. Humanity has no future either way. Okay, I'll think about it a little more, but please leave me alone. I collapse onto the burnt-smelling sofa. Yeah, okay, I'll be with Nausea. By the way, like I said, I've got a new MIDI synthesizer deal, so it might sound better. I noticed a difference in the MIDI when I started the game up, so if you like that, you're welcome. Then I'll be with Proxy-san. Have a good think before you make any moves. Yeah, good think. Alright. After the two leave, I gaze around the wrecked living room. War really is bad, huh? You think? That's right. These are the ravages of war. The fight here between Nausea and Proxima-san, no, Proxy, was an extension of their war in the world. Or their world, rather. And my own father is partly responsible for that. I wonder, if I play my cards right, could I stop the war? There's a chance. And maybe humanity could be saved too. Without the war, there would be much less reason to destroy it. Exhausting all my efforts to end the war. How about that? They're not human. They're a snake person and a horse person. On top of that, they're nobles as well as warriors who have no problem using violence. The distance between us is huge. How can I get my own ideas across? No good. It's not coming together yet. My journal direction is clear enough. I want to end the war, even if it's in another world, but I don't want to sacrifice myself in the process. I've already lost my house, and depending on how things go, I might lose my family, too. That's something I can't allow. I wish we could just talk this out. I cross my arms and think. I feel like I might come up with something at any moment. I just went through an unbelievable experience after all. But sleepiness soon overtakes me. Come to think of it, I woke up early today, and then all this happened. No wonder I'm tired. I'll take a little break. I collapse onto the torch sofa and shut my eyes. There must be many people in Nausea and Proxy's countries who feel just as empty and sad. That fact is very lonely and sad and terrible. Wow, so chickens eat Niku Jaguars. The ecosystem is a terrible thing. Jewel, Herr Commandant. Robot? Wow. The place is pretty busted up. The walls are scorched black. All the wallpaper was burnt away. I don't want to admit that this is my house, but that's the reality. Ni-chan, cheer up already. Oh sure, my house is in ruins. Why not? Let's have a party. That's right, they both feel bad, you know? It's all fine for you, you're not even bothered by it. There's no point worrying about it. Yeah, there's no changing the past. How can you get over it so fast? After all that happened, I phoned all kinds of construction companies, carpenters, housing developers, and renovators. I even tried my luck with a relevant TV show, but they all said the same thing. Knock it down completely and rebuild it. Construction will take 2 months. We're lucky it wasn't worse. We could have died. That's right. What's a house of two? Excuse me. What's a house or two compared to that? Please be quiet for a moment. I'm trying to get sentimental. I don't think sentimentality... Yeah, sentimentality suits you, Nii-chan. That's right. Nii-chan, cheer up. How can I? This did a surprising amount of emotional damage. But Naja and Proxy-san apologize over and over. Well, then they'll have to rebuild the house then, won't they? Forgive them. That's true. Proxy said that it was due to her own unworthiness, and even Naja apologized properly, so I ought to forgive them. But I still can't. We have nowhere to live, you know. Come on. We can just live at the camp they made. Go look in the yard. They made camp there. Made camp. That must mean tents. It's not as though we're at war, though. What a funny sounding word, camp. Kind of a camp kind of feeling. Camp. Camp. That's completely irrelevant. These two really don't have a care in the world. I'm going to Naja's camp. I'll stay at Proxy's. It'll be fun, like a summer camp. I don't like camping, you know that. But it's just until we get some temporary housing. They say it'll only take 3 days. We have to say thanks to Dad. This is all Dad's fault. Dad might have set us up with temporary housing, but he's also the reason Naja and Proxy fought in the first place. Not just that, this is also related to an international conflict. No, a war. He's a merchant of death. That's unforgivable, even worse than what happened to the house. Ah, whatever. I'm tired of thinking. Then... Let's head to camp. Okay. I lift my weary body. After all, I need to see their faces to know how sorry they really are. What's this? This is new. Is that a tent? It looks like a ghir. One of those huts nomadic tribes in Central Africa, Central Asia used to use. Really? I have no idea what they're talking about here. He says it looks like a ghir, one of those huts nomadic tribes in Central Asia use. I didn't know there were nomadic tribes in Central Asia. And the building on the other side, what's that? A shed? It looks western, like a farmer's barn. Did Naja and Proxy set these up with their magic? They were talking about using magic to make some camping facilities, but... Let's have a look inside. The ghir is closer. What? So this is Naja's room? From the outside, it looked like a tent, but on the inside, it's a proper room. It must be twisting space somehow, because it's much larger inside than it appeared from the outside. So this is the power of magic. Come to think of it, they both came from another dimension. This kind of magic is probably second nature. A room inside a tent, that's cool, but everything in it looks dangerous. Weapons, an armor, and torture devices? Is this really a princess's room? Is Saki really planning to sleep over here? Maybe because she's a fighter? There's nothing feminine about it, or... Hold on, whatever the situation, it's rude for me to barge into a girl's room and review the place. I mean, it does have a shade of pink. On the walls, you know, it's kind of pink. Sorry, Naja. She's not here, but I apologize to be safe. Now then, the other structure must be Proxy's. But this building looks a bit... It looks like a stable, not an encampment. Excuse me. Yeah, this is a stable, a barn for horses. There's straw laid out and everything. Is she really a horse or what? I know her lower body is. Is Yuki planning to overnight here? Where's she gonna sleep, on the straw or that hard-looking bench? I'm worried about her health. She's not really sickly, but she doesn't have as much energy as Saki. At this rate, it might be better for the three of us to stay somewhere else, like a hotel, I guess. That seems best, but the two of them might be happier this way. They were looking forward to it. Now then, time to face the two troublemakers. Maybe they can rebuild the house. How about that? You came, Shinichi! Seeing the two of them lined up like that, I feel intimidated all over again. They're half snake and half horse monsters, and also taller than me. But howdy, how are you feeling? That's not how you fucking address them. Why am I talking like that? I sound like an awkward office manager trying desperately to fit in with younger people, don't I? But that's about how nervous I am. We're getting along well. Getting along? Maybe by your standards, Nasha. What? What's the problem? It's fine. But don't enter my camp. I don't intend to allow that. That's my line. Uh-oh. My. I ignore them and turn to Saki and Yuki. Hey, are you really gonna camp here? That's right, camp! Camp! I don't care how funny you think it sounds. What are you going to eat at night? I'll go buy something. Shinichi, eat this! Whoa, why so pushy? Proxy hands me some meat. Probably dried meat, like beef jerky. Thank you. Do you have anything else? I have eggs and milk and even bread! Quite a feast, isn't it? Well, she'll be prepared for a storm. You know how everybody... To this day, every time there's a storm coming, everybody goes to the store to buy milk and eggs and bread. No shit. Yeah, thanks. That's surprisingly basic. I guess this is an encampment, so they have battlefield food. Is that the best the catalog can do? What? Even at an encampment, to think your rations are so poor. So you think you can do better with battlefield food? It's getting to be a cooking contest. There's no need for camp rations in the first place, though, since this isn't a battlefield at all. I think I can. Shinichi, try what I've prepared. How do we hide? Oh, there we go. Look, it's full of nutrition. Scorching hot El Goretta-style seafood stew. Traditional stamina food from the El Goretta region. An intense smell of spices is punching me over and over again in the nose. Only a fan of hyper-ethnic food could eat something like this. But I'll bet it's good, damn it! Damn, when did you get the ingredients? I had Bayou go shopping a while ago. That eyeball went shopping? Where? At the supermarket? The one nearby? They must be very tolerant to sell to something like that. From the Yamadaya around the corner there. Yamadaya? Their quality isn't very good. Wasn't Baya just saved from the belly of the Niku Jaguar? Don't work her so hard. I feel bad for her. You fool, Proxy! How are you planning to go to war without a supply line? This isn't a war! You dastardly cheat! Dastardly, that's fine by me. Among the Gorgonian royalty, there is no higher compliment. For somebody who just sent someone else shopping, she sure is acting like a villain. This is no good. Each of them thinks that the reason the house blew up is because the other let loose their ultimate magic. But to me, that's not how it was. This quarreling of theirs is what wound up wrecking our house, and they don't understand that. I get up from my seat. What's wrong, Shinichi? Why are you getting up? Did we do something to bother you? Nasha, this is all because you used a cheap trick like shopping. Not exactly. He must mostly be disgusted by the weakness of your cooking. There's no way it's any good. Now, Shinichi, my cooking... Hey, Shinichi, it's dinner. Where are you going? I don't want any. I'm going to the convenience store. Ni-chan, that's rude. At least have a bite. Shut up. Eat it yourselves. I shake Saki and Yuki off and leave the yard. I'll stay someplace else today, even alone. There are places I can go. I can probably stay with Suniyoshi or Nishi. Nishi is a girl, but her house is a separate building, so they might let me stay there. On the other hand, Suniyoshi's family has a shrine, so their house is fairly large. It seems like they have extra rooms, too. It's good to have friends. I'll get my things together after I come back from the store. I got a heavy feeling at the thought of seeing Nausea and Proxy again if I head straight home after my shopping. So I took detour after detour. It's gotten a bit too late. Just as I was about to set foot in the dangerous ruin remaining of our house. A bright light suddenly blinds me. Some kind of lamp, like a car's headlights. The car stops, honking furiously. Wait, that's not a car, it's more like an armored truck with caterpillar treads, and not just one. There are three of them. Each has a large black cross mark on its armored side. The German military? You see that mark on a lot of World War II models. Yeah, they definitely look like the German military from World War II. These armored trucks could have come directly from that period. What is this? A film shoot? No, that seems off. Just then. That means attention. I know that much from movies and manga. Immediately, people start piling out of the armored vehicles. Wait, not people. Robots! Robots? What is this? Dozens of retro-style robots in military uniforms. And those uniforms, are those World War II German designs as well? Holy shit, we've got Nazi robots! The robots take formation before my eyes, moving with mechanical precision. They're speaking in German, they are fucking Nazi robots, guys. Operation Nomenfuck. Oh shit, Ja Führer. Wow, holy shit, is there like a Robo Hitler waifu thing? The robots advance on my half-destroyed house, chanting as they march. Wait, what are you? I try to run up to them, but a large machine blocks my path. What is this? What are you doing to my house? Huh? This machine has a different design from the other robots. It's huge, but short and stout. What is it trying to say to me? Well, what? You're telling me not to stop them? I guess that meant yes. Well, the house has to come down either way, so it'd be perfectly convenient if they demolished it for us. But my things are still inside. A soldiery-looking robot carries something over to the stout machine. Eh, it's my bag and clothes! What happened? The stout machine quietly hands me my stuff. Are you telling me to relax? Okay then. For now, let's see how this goes. I'm starting to get a vague idea of what's going on. This is Dad's doing again. After a little while. Whoa! The house is looking better! Are you fixing it for us? Oh, okay. So you're good Nazi robots. So they're robot soldiers dressed like World War II German military, but they're nice enough to fix our house. If Hitler was a good man? What's up with that? Aren't things a little mixed up here? Yeah. And what's with this girl? At the girl's order, the robot soldiers file back into the armored vehicles. One by one, the trucks depart. Meanwhile, our house has been completely restored. Wow, I hope that isn't just paper mache. I gingerly touch the walls and plants in the yard. They really are just like before. Amazing! This is amazing! We can still live in our house. It's kind of sad that I have to celebrate that, but honestly, I'm just so happy. I turn around and there... Whoa! The stout machine is still there, even though the armored truck that carried it here has left. Did they leave you behind? They didn't. Then why are you still... We stayed behind. Or rather, coming here was our objective. Ah, it's the little one from before. She's an ordinary human, I think. A human child. A girl. Who are you? I am R. Komadori, a ruler machine Frey of the Machine Empire Amorphous and the machine daughter of our leader, the Supreme Fuhrer. Holy shit, it's Robo Hitler's robot daughter. Please just call me Komadori. So this time it's the Machine Empire. I guess anything goes. Not just that, a ruler machine of the Machine Empire. Then, you're a robot? How rude! Many broadcast mediums would censor such a comment. Ah, that made her mad. Robots are machines that can only do one job and take only one command. In other words, labor machine Arbeits. I am different. I am a ruler machine, a Frey, a high-grade device, a noble of the Machine Empire. Seems like the Machine Empire is complicated too. Then, you're also from Demiurgos, right? Same as the Gorgonian Empire in the catalog? What a joke. Don't lump me in with those fantasy creatures. She's not? We are a respectable nation of Earth with our capital set in the mountains of madness in Antarctica. Well, so that's what's going on in Antarctica, folks. We got fucking Nazi robots. I knew it. I knew that's what was going on. See? I always said they got fucking Nazi robots in Antarctica. That's where they're at. They got Robo Hitler and everything, and it's all in Antarctica. Alex Jones, man, he would jump up. I told ya! See, I told ya they had. They got Robot Hitler, and they got everybody else, and they're right there in Antarctica. Right there, that's where they're at. I see. I had no idea there was an empire of machines in Antarctica. And here I thought my grades in geography were solid. book. It's not surprising that you cannot understand. You organic humans have some knowledge worth mentioning, but many things are beyond your grasp. Got it, that's all fine, but then what business does a daughter of your supreme Führer have? I have a pretty good guess, actually. This is already the third time I'm familiar with the pattern. At any rate, here it comes. Shinichi-sama, your honorable father saved the life of our great Supreme Führer, and our nation as well. Wow, his father saved Robot Hitler and saved the nation of the Machine Empire. Wow, I guess Dad did something nice for a change. Well, I mean, saving Robot Hitler is probably not a great thing. His Majesty, the Supreme Führer, in gratitude to your honorable father, requested that he take me, his daughter, to wife. Oh, that's new, so it's not me. Oh, yes, Dad. Good, good, that's fine then. Phew, I'm safe. But why is the human-shaped one the only one I'm not engaged to? Well, not that I especially want to marry her. However, it seems that your honorable father loves your honorable mother deeply and has decided that even in the unlikely event of her death, he will live out his life alone. Okay? Drop the iron resolve, Dad. It's not exactly proper, but if Mom dies, go ahead and marry into the Machine Empire, please. Granted, Mom's not dead and she's much healthier than Dad, but still, just marry her, Dad. I don't want to hear any more of this. Then he promised you would marry me in his place. I love you with all my heart. Ah! There it is, the same pattern again! That must have been a sound of happiness. I'm honored that you are so pleased. That's not it. That's not it at all. I'm screaming at all the problems my dad's irresponsibility is causing me. Oh, should I take that to mean you're not on board? Well, more or less. I see. Shinichi-sama, your reply is entirely understandable, but our national pride hangs in the balance. Are you going to tell me you'll destroy humanity if I refuse by any chance? The same as nausea? Seriously? One wrong word from you, Shinichi-sama, and we will melt all the ice at the South Pole with nuclear explosions. It'll be something of a Noah's Ark situation. Well, we could use one of those, don't you think, folks? I've seen a lot of crazy shit lately. More crazy shit than normal lately. I think we could use a good old Noah's Ark situation. Get that darn boat and get on going. I'll start building the boat. I forgot how many cubits it was. Do you have to? I do not believe you are a person who would make such a foolish decision. No, wait! Hold on a second! Here we go again. Why is everybody threatening to destroy humanity if I don't marry them? Oh, you're trying to comfort me. Thank you. Maybe this barrel-shaped thing is a good apple? Just then, Komidori turns around and... clang! Gives the machine a kick! Know your place! Hey, what was that? Oh, forgive me, but that was just some discipline, because this maid robot interfered in our conversation. Interfered, you say? My robot was rude. I thought you weren't robots. You said that's an unbroadcastable word in your country. However, this 42 is a robot. It is an Arbite built for labor. 42? Is that a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy reference? Yes, this is 42. Nothing more than my personal maid robot, a lowly Arbite. Say hello, 42. Ah, nice to meet you. Unfortunately, she has no command of language, but she is a very effective maid robot suited for various work. Isn't that right, 42? Oh, I see. 42, huh? Was there any need to give her such a robot-like name? Komidori said she's a maid and called her she, so she must be a woman even if she looks like a big machine. Incidentally, secret intelligence tells me that some other fiancés of yours are here as well. No, about that. Yes, indeed. You have sharp ears, metalhead. Nausea and Proxy, as always with the most inconvenient timing. Shinichi will become my husband. I won't hand him over to some doll or a four-legged god worshiper. What? Shinichi will spend his life with me. Zero teamwork. What happened to the United Front? My goodness, judging by the context, you must be those other fiancés. However, you shouldn't get ahead of yourselves just because you arrived first. You're still from a fantasy world in some backwoods dimension. For just a moment, the ever-crawling Nausea and Proxy are united in defense of their world, Demiurgos. Do you expect to match our scientific civilization and military might? The greatest and most powerful nation in any dimension is our machine empire, Amorphous. Therefore, resistance is futile. Yeah, fine then. My empire will use everything we have to turn you mechanical puppets into so much scrap metal. And we as well. I'll raise the nation to deliver divine punishment to you godless bunch. Divine punishment is as real as God is. This isn't good. The atmosphere is spiraling in a dangerous direction. Nichan, do something! Yeah, Nichan, do your best! I know, everybody, we're having a moratorium on engagements. Let's all calm down. That's between you and me, Shinichi. It has nothing to do with these puppets. No, 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 Nausea, the house was destroyed by your fighting, you know? So I had myself a long think. Let's extend the moratorium we discussed to Proxy as well. Moratorium? A period of postponement based on the context. I understand what you wish to say. Allow me to explain. For the benefit of my doll maid robot, Naja-sama of the Gorgonian Empire made a contract with Shinichi. Allowing for a certain time to grow accustomed to each other, a postponement, or in other words, a moratorium. He has decided to apply this to Proxy-sama and ourselves as well. This girl is sharp, well, she's a machine after all. Oh, I see, so you accept me as one of your betrothed? And myself as well. The moratorium applies to all three of us. I have no choice. What else can I do? During this moratorium, you intend to observe your prospective partners and choose who to marry? Yeah, that's basically it. Ooh, when you sum it up like that. Nichan, you're being a creep. I have no choice, I feel the same way. Like someone who's too popular and gets full of himself. The worst. Ouch. But it's obvious, we're talking about marriage here. It's a lifelong commitment. Wouldn't you want to think it over? I'm saying nothing wrong here. I see. I understand. She gets it? In short, a moratorium battle to see which of us Shinichi will choose. Precisely. I see. So that's a moratorium. Hey, hold on a minute. Something seems a little off. Is that even what a moratorium is? We keep going on about moratorium this, moratorium that. I don't even know what it means anymore. Shinichi's plan is boring. Boring, but reasonable. Come, Baya, we must make a battle plan. I'll go to my room and get in touch with my home country. Naja goes back to her gear, proxy to her stable. Even though the house is fixed, and they could just stay there. Ah, wait up! Stop! Hey, why are you chasing them? Just come back inside. Don't go to the camps just because it seems like fun. It seems they both left. Now then, Shinichi-sama, shall we go? F, where to? To your house, of course. I'll be staying with you as well. Right, of course. Well, she did fix the place, so I really can't refuse her. I'll prepare you a room, then. You too? Naturally, 42 stays with me. You may find it a burden, but it's unavoidable. She is a maid robot that exists to look after me. But she's so big, can she fit in the entrance? At the sound of 42's voice, the wall of the house opens with a clank. What is this? I see. So, 42 built a path for herself during the reconstruction, since she couldn't fit in the Shinichi's door with that big dumb frame, eh? Don't just remodel things on your own. Is this okay? Alright then, don't sound so down. It's fine, you can use it as your personal entrance. Jeez, will she be okay in the hallways? No problem. If we remove some modules, even the stupidly huge frame can be made a little more compact. That's alright then. Great, now I'm looking after Commodore and 42, visitors from the Empire of Machines. Yet another pain in the ass. Alright. And that's where we're gonna stop it for now. Man, this one just gets crazier and crazier. We got Nazi robots and the Nazi robot princess that also wants to fucking marry Shinichi. And of course they want to destroy the world if he doesn't marry her as well. Man, crazy, crazy shit. This is way crazier than, what was it, Momotse or whatever. I didn't really like that. I watched the anime for that and I thought it was boring. This would actually make a better anime than that. I think it's a hell of a lot crazier. Alright, so at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess we'll see you guys next time on Grim Sentai Corner, and I'll try to bring you some more Princess X this week. We'll see. I'm out.